Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we're diving into some of the most unusual missing person cases, from the shocking disappearance of Charlie Ross to the American Dyatlov Pass disappearances.
Hello, and welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Leese. Today, we're diving into the second episode of Shit Out of Luck. The capture of BTK, also, whose real name is Dennis Rader. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Hunt a Killer. Use code TCNS for 20% off your first box. And we'd also like to thank Poddex for sponsoring this episode. Save 10% off your order using promo code TCNS at poddex.com. Poddex is a tool to increase your downloads, engage with your audience, and create new meaningful content. You shuffle up the deck, pick out a card, and just let the episodes go. And now on to our episode, Shit Out of Luck, the capture of BTK. To get started on today's episode, keep in mind a term that is not used much these days, or even used at all, a floppy disk. And when I was a kid, I remember floppy disks. I don't even know why they used them. I mean, hence the word floppy. They weren't exactly unbreakable. The serial killer we're going to talk about today is definitely a psychopath. Different from other killers we've talked about on our episode, on our podcast. BTK felt pleasure in killing and provoking everyone involved in the case. It is a clear case of a person doing bad things just for his own pleasure. His games lasted really long, around 30 years, until he finally messed up and got arrested. Let's get into some background information before we dive deep into how he was captured by the police. The first point we need to discuss is the meaning of BTK, and it stands for Bind, Torture, and Kill. With that being said, lots of details of his story will make sense. BTK's real name is Dennis Rader. He was born on March 9th, 1945 in Pittsburgh, Kansas, as the firstborn of William and Dorothy Rader. The boy had a relatively normal childhood compared to other serial killers, such as Jeffrey Dahmer or Ted Bundy. According to his family, he did some weird things, like torturing animals or stealing underwear from neighbors, which was not unusual at the time. But come on, this didn't send off any red flags. In the 1970s, after a brief period in which he studied at Wichita State University, Rader joined the U.S. Air Force, spending the following years abroad on missions in South Korea, Turkey, Greece, and Japan. When he returned to his homeland, Rader worked and studied in several places, graduating Justice Administration in 1979. By this time, the American had already married and had two children, a boy and a girl, with his companion, Paula Dietz. In addition, he maintained old habits, such as participating in the scouting group of the region and attending the Lutheran Church of Christ in the city, of which he was even elected president of the Congregation Council. By his background, we can notice several traits of serial killers coming back from war, torturing animals, doing random weird things, and even knowing the law. His first killings was in January 1974, where he killed the Otero family. Joseph Otero, age 39, Julia Otero, age 33, Joseph Otero Jr., age 9, and Josephine Otero, age 11. And just a few months later, he targeted and murdered Catherine Doreen Bright in Wichita. And 3 years later, he would kill Shirley Ruth Vian Relford, age 24. And by the end of the year, he would target Nancy Jo Fox and kill her at age 25. And April 27th, 1985, he murdered Marine Wallace Hedge, age 53. And in September 1986, he murdered Vicky Lynn Wedgerill, age 28, by strangling. And on January 19th, 1991, he murdered his final victim, Dolores Erling Johnson Davis. His series of crimes would not go unknown for so long, especially because he would send packages simulating exactly how he committed the crimes. He would recreate almost every crime to the smallest details. Suddenly, one day, things started going south when he made a big mistake. Days after the communication, an envelope would arrive at KSAS TV station in Wichita, containing a purple 1.44 megabyte floppy disk. The FBI then discovered that the item had been used on a computer of the Lutheran Church of Christ, and more than that, that the creator of the archived folders was a man named Dennis. Police then obtained a cell tissue sample from Raider's daughter, Carrie, and submitted her to a DNA test. That sample allowed the young woman's genetic material to be connected with her father's, collected at one of the BTK crime scenes. This is how, on February 25th, 2005, Raider was stopped and arrested by authorities while on his way home. The man couldn't resist arrest. "You got me," he said. So he spent more than 30 hours talking to the police officers responsible for his case, explaining in detail on how he had committed each of his murders. Who would have said that a floppy disk would solve so many violent crimes and get the person responsible for such cruelty arrested? BTA killed a total of 10 people and was charged with life imprisonment without the possibility of parole for 175 years, 10 consecutive life sentences. One life sentence for each person. BTK is still alive and lives in solitary confinement, the El Dorado Correctional Facility in Butler County. To close up today's episode, I want to share something. Serial killers affect society as a whole. BTK's wife, Paula Dietz, was a bookkeeper in her hometown who was known for her volunteer work at the Lutheran Church. After Raider's arrest, Paula filed for an emergency divorce, which was granted to her that same day. She then moved out of Kansas to escape the media. She had to literally change her entire life to try to stay away from the media and the pressure from society. And that's a wrap for today's story. As we should all agree, crimes are never good and bring sadness to countless people. It is important, though, for us to try to understand the reasoning behind such tragedies and create awareness to avoid it from happening again. For more information on this podcast, consider following me on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS or on Facebook. Search True Crime Never Sleeps Podcast and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can send us a voicemail at 682-305-0483 and share your thoughts with us on this case or future cases, or even give us a topic for a future episode. So once again, that number is 682-305-0483. Or for the first time ever, I can say the number is on your screen. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True Crime NS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all-new episode.
percent of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.